marches to freedom, we go.
All right. Hello and welcome to 7 Inches to Freedom Radio, episode 8. This is your host, Joe. I'm coming to you from sunny North Fort Myers, Florida, at the end of January of 2024. Crazy to say that. Boy, it has been a while since I did one of these episodes. It was so long, in fact, that I kind of forgot how to do an intro, and I had to go back and listen to the older ones to see how I started these things. To any repeat listeners, welcome back. Thanks a ton. There's a few people that keep on me about doing another episode, and that really helps me get off my ass and do another one, and just feels good, you know, that people actually listen and care. To any new listeners, here's the rundown. 7 Inches to Freedom started out as a print zine that ran for 13 issues, and now has taken the form of a radio show, or a podcast, or just a playlist with some talking in between. I always loved getting mixtapes that had some personal touches added to it, you know, either it being some liner notes about the bands or an anecdote about how, like, whatever song you put on makes you feel, or just whatever dumb thing you're doing while blasting a certain record. So I love that stuff, and that's what I'm trying to do here. So as a zine, issues were kind of made up of half new and current bands and half older shit that might have flown under the radar that I really liked and wanted to share. I wanted to do the same thing with this podcast, so I figured, why change the name? There's a few other great podcasts out there that either play music or talk about a certain record or just discuss, you know, hardcore and punk in some way. But just out of, you know, pure location, you being way down here in Florida, personal tastes and whatever else, no one's exactly playing what I'm playing. And I wanted these bands to be represented. So I hope you can find something new that you dig, or, you know, or even just remind you of something that you might have forgotten about. This episode's kind of all over the place. It's been such a long time that I was just getting excited about what I've been listening to and started making a list. I was like, oh, I got to play this song, and I got to play that song. Oh, and I got to play something from that new record I picked up. So this is what we ended up with, and let's get into it. We're going to start off with a legit classic. This song starts off possibly the best record that I own. And I know that, you know, the music hasn't even started yet, and I'm already making bold proclamations, but this is a pretty safe bet. You know, there's been multiple times that I've pulled out this record and thought, you know, pound for pound, this might be the best thing in my collection. Here it is. Here's Wire.
Yeah.
All right, starting off that set was Wire with the song Reuters from the Pink Flag LP. And man, what a ballsy way to start a record. It's just kind of like, hey, here's what you're in for. Hope you can handle it. You know, and the mood changes throughout the record. It goes up and down with some kind of like more straight up poppy bits and then some kind of downer melodies. But this song is just so threatening. You know, I was originally going to play a different song. I was going to play Mannequin from side B. But the riff that opens up this song just kind of like puts me in a trance. You know, it's hypnotic. And I just kind of have to walk over to the record player and kind of like, you know, tell myself, hey, all right, settle down. Don't do anything fucked up. It's just that powerful and good of a song. You know, the lyrics read kind of like a news bulletin. And it's menacing. You know, it starts off kind of like, okay, we're on the front lines. We're not really sure what's going to happen. And then by the end, it's just straight up panic, you know? And that's a pretty fucking apt song to play, you know, at the beginning of 2024. You know, like I said before, too, I think Soup to Nuts, this might be the best record that I own. I listen to other records and hear bits of Wire, you know, in the smallest little places, and some not so small. But I just can't imagine how much the ideas from this record and the songs from this record have influenced bands, you know, whether it's consciously or subconsciously throughout history. It's that great. Next up was the Dead Milkmen, with the song Dean's Dream from Big Lizard in My Backyard. This is my favorite Dead Milkmen song. It just, you know, it's kind of a simple, perfect, somber pop song and maybe even a love song. You know, and it is to me because, you know, it just makes me think of my wife, Jessie, you know, bopping around the house, doing whatever, like us having fun in the kitchen, talking, making food, or, you know, just kind of the good everyday life stuff that gets overlooked when you're in a long-term relationship. Jessie is a bigger Dead Milkmen fan than I am, and she's the reason I paid attention to this song. She'd be playing this record, and some of the songs are kind of funny and, you know, problematic, I guess, in some ways. But then this song came on, and it had a different feel to it. And, you know, she said just how much she loves it. And, yeah, I really did, too. And not just only because it's a great song, just because also it makes me think of her. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say this is a love song. Last up in that set was a much newer band called No Knuckle. That song was called Advertise. From their 2021 self-titled LP on Timothy Records. How I found out about this band was looking up another band that the singer, and I'm not sure if he's kind of the main driving force behind this record, but it kind of seems like it. He also plays in a band called Gimmick. And yeah, they had a 7-inch that I just loved out that came out on Sorry State a year or two back. I gushed about it and played some tracks on either the last episode or the episode before. So if you want to hear them, go check that out. But I did some internet poking to see if there was anything else by Gimmick, and I came across this LP. You know, Gimmick is a lot more heavy and distorted, while this is much more angular and kind of complex. And much more in the Wire camp than, I guess, like the kind of blown out, like slimy side of hardcore that Gimmick reside in. But the vocals are definitely similar, and the songwriting is like equally kind of fresh in both bands, and it just rules, you know. And the angularity on here, like, you know, it never really gets too harsh. It's always got, you know, some melody and some kind of, like, fucked up energy that I always kind of look for in hardcore punk. Yeah, and it rules, so I hope they do something else soon. All right, up next, we are going to do a set of reissues that came out recently. First up is an Unearthed Ripper from a band called Blast.
I'm not afraid to die. We'll be right back.
All right. First up in that set was Blast with the song Damned Flame from a reissue that just came out right at the end of 2023 on Ancient Greece Records. Holy shit. That came out in 1972 originally. And it's fucking evil sounding, buzzy, and fast. I mean, I guess it's psychedelic rock. I guess that's probably what they were going for, but who fucking knows, man? That was like next level unheard of shit back then. There's some talk about this being the first record to have the D beat on it. And yeah, I can assume it probably is. But either way, it's just mind-bending stuff that came before there were even terms like proto-punk or proto-metal. I just absolutely love the thought of people forming their own ideas, you know, like years and countries apart. You know, whoever came up with the D beat first, whatever, they all were trying to play fast and do something. Maybe they messed up. Maybe they were just playing it differently. Maybe that's how it sounds to them. But either way, man, it's just so cool that that shit can happen. The same shit can happen with different people all over the world. That rules. These guys were from Belgium in 1972, and I can't imagine how they were received when they were around. You know, some parts of this kind of feel like Gizm, like the breakneck patterns and the buzzy guitar and the strange vocal delivery. You know, it's not like scorched and gristly vocals like Sakevi, but it's the patterns are weird, and some of the sing-songiness, it bears some resemblance to me, at least. You know, this comes with a good-sized booklet with some info and some photos and stuff. And, you know, unfortunately, it's 2023 record prices, but fuck it. You know, this is a good record, and I'm pretty excited to have a copy of this, even if it's a reissue and it cost me, you know, $20 or whatever for two songs. But that's just how it goes nowadays. I'm not going to sound too much like a grumpy old man. Next up is a fun one. This band is called Sanction with the song Don't Fuck With My Stuff. This is great. You know, this band was from Miami, Florida in the mid to late 80s. And I heard this song on an awesome comp called Real Steel. This is actually volume 2 of that comp. And those comps, they compile rare 7-inches from like underground U.S. metal. The first volume of that comp compiled stuff from the mid and late 70s to the early 80s. And that stuff's great too. It's all much more on the new wave of British heavy metal tip. And it's great. It's got great songs, but this volume 2 is like the 80s thrashier stuff, and that's, I'm kind of partial to that stuff. So yeah, I love it. These comps are basically just like, you know, a Killed by Death or Nuggets comp for metal, which is, that's long overdue if you ask me. That's really fucking cool. I do wish they had some more info on the bands. It's just kind of track listings, and that's really it. But yeah, you should really check these out if you have any interest in metal or are a headbanger at heart. This came out on Rhodes Scholar Records, like Rhodes is in Randy Rhodes, I believe. So that rules, because he was my guitar hero as a kid. And yeah, they're kind of limited, so you might have to hunt around a little bit for them, but I'm pretty sure you could still find them. And last up in that set of reissues was Nogwot with the track Going On. Final Doomsday Records put this out. And originally it came out in 1985, which I really can't believe. This was way, way ahead of its time in terms of songwriting and artwork and just overall concept. The weird guitar playing and moody songs, and it's got interesting vocal delivery. The record is, you know, itself is kind of like half slower, half breakneck. You know, and it kind of reminds me of a mixture of like the unhingedness, if that's a word, of Die Kreuzen and some of the power pop stuff like Chin Chin or Screaming Sneakers, maybe. I don't know, just maybe. Maybe not. This is pretty hard to describe, but yeah, it rules, and those are kind of always my favorite bands, the hard to describe ones. This came from Amsterdam, and as far as I know, this is all they put out. The reissue looks fucking awesome. It's a heavy, you know, kind of glossy paper with a big old 6-panel fold out with lyrics and art, and you should really pick it up if you are into outsider punk at all. And next up is a set of heavy 90s stuff. Here is Autophobia.
I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I refuse to be a victim. I have something I have to say to you. We'll be right back.
contemplating. You mimic of the scum. The message of the belly. It's all destruction. Don't think we'll make it. I'm making you so strong. You're pulling out the scum. Your soul always a bleeding. You're pulling out the scum. The message of the belly. Tell the world you've got to. Tell the world that you want to think this affects you going. Tell the world you've got to. You ain't no way, no way to back. You ain't the skin, you never miss a source.
Starting off that set was Autophobia with the song Shed My Skin. That came from their 2007 inch called Confined, which I guess I was wrong calling this set a set of heavy 90s stuff because this came out in the year 2000. Sounds of Betrayal put this out. They were a cool label that maybe had like, I don't know, a couple dozen releases of more like hardcore on the kind of grindy tip. I fucking love Autophobia. And if I was pressed and kind of put on the spot to choose like a favorite style of music, this would be that, you know, this would be my choice. It would be, you know, fast, blasting, crusty, distorted, grindy shit. I mean, that checks all the boxes for me. And then throw in, you know, maybe put in a little bit of metallic stuff here and there and a fucking breakdown that can't be beat. And, yeah, man, you're making me a happy guy. And you know, this is like no macho, like kickbox dance recital shit. It's a breakdown, just total destruction. I talked a lot about Autophobia on a previous episode, so I'll keep it short here. But yeah, if you want to find some, you know, no bullshit, kind of crusty hardcore from, you know, I guess late 90s, early 2000s, this is, you know, this is a pretty fucking safe bet. All their stuff is good, too. It's not, you know, they got a fucking LP that was just a fucking beast called Malignant, which you should definitely check out. Next up was Devoid of Faith with the song Cold Sore from the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly compilation from back in the 90s. This compilation was massive. It was 3 7-inches with, it just had like a who's who of, you know, the best and ugliest hardcore and kind of noise rock stuff from back in the day. It had everybody from Enemy Soil to Domid, Cavity, and Floor. It had Fork, that band 16. It was just kind of the best stuff around from that day. But god damn if this comp isn't fucking god awfully ugly. It's like this weird kind of like high-end for 1997 graphic design stuff with all these Western looking fonts that are placed every which way, and I don't know, man, it just doesn't really fit with the music, and I always hated how it looked. But anyways, I love Devoid of Faith, and I always wanted to play them on the show. And this song is just another great one from them that I kind of forget about because it's on this comp, and I don't always pull this comp out that much. Devoted Faith were from Albany, New York, and they played fast and raw hardcore. That's some of the best shit from the 90s. You know, people rip on 90s hardcore a lot, and, you know, there's a bunch of it that was pretty bad. But Devoid of Faith weren't that. Devoid of Faith were great, and they kind of fucking carried the torch for a long time when bands started doing other shit that was kind of bogus. They have a grip of records out too, and you can find them, you know, for a good price, so you definitely should. And speaking of the best of the 90s, last in this set was three tracks from the almighty Hell Nation. Hell Nation rules. This was three songs off of Your Chaos Days Are Numbered. That's my favorite LP by them. It wasn't the first record I heard by them, but it's kind of my go-to when I'm in the mood for them. It's just so fucking relentlessly fast. And, you know, I hesitate to call it grind or power violence because it's really just like super fast punk. I mean, it's like super fast punk played with blast beats. You know, if you slow down those riffs, you know, they're straight up punk riffs. You know, I love that Hell Nation, they never really pulled any punches either. They were pretty outspoken about, you know, calling out trends in punk and hardcore that sucked. And not worried about, you know, making or keeping friends. And they, you know, they also tackled political subjects in kind of an everyday way. It wasn't like you had to be up on, you know, all the politics of the day to understand what they were talking about. It was just kind of like everyday, you know, gripes and, you know, just calling out shit that sucks in every aspect of life. And unfortunately, we lost Al Vaith. I guess it's Vaith or Veith. I don't really know. We lost the drummer and the vocalist in May of 2023. He died from a car crash. And that was a tough one. You know, I didn't really know. I'd never had any interactions with Al. I interacted with Doug and the guy Ken who ran Sound Pollution a couple times. But yeah, man, it really sucks. This was hard because Hell Nation kind of, you know, to me, and not just to me, to a lot of people, really just meant so much to, like, extreme music. You know, they never really relented. They never changed their style. They were in. And, you know, fortunately, they left a really good legacy that I think is going to be remembered for years to come. So, yeah, here's to Al. Thanks for everything. And next up, we are going to do a set of noisier stuff. First up is a ripper from one of my favorites. This band is called Pollution.
Yeah!
Up first in that set was Pollution with the song Tiny Black Burns off of their Nasty DNA LP. Pollution were just a fucking great noisy hardcore band from New York City. Pollution were kind of a band that people didn't really know what to do with. They started kind of in that time that was kind of coming out of like some of the Youth Attack, kind of like Mysterious Guy hardcore, and going, shifting to the like Toxic State, you know, Crazy Spirit kind of punk. And they were kind of outliers to both of those scenes. You know, it's just, to me, it listens like a bad dream. And I love that. This song just starts off with such like a tense feeling. And then that pulling guitar riff that, like, you know, where he's kind of bending the note as the verse comes in, it's just like next level shit. And Pollution were dudes that were, they were made up of guys that were a little bit older. So they were really pulling in influences kind of from like all over the place. And it really just worked. It made something truly unique and just really fucking good. I think we're going to have to kind of do a deep dive on that eventually, because it was pretty hard to listen to just one song. You know, that's the first song on the LP. And I was kind of ready for the rest of, you know, the ride that they take you on with that record. It's kind of relentless. And yeah, man, it just kind of puts you in a space that it demands attention. It's kind of hard to get out of, you know, with just one song. But yeah, they also, too, they had a really cool aesthetic that was like, it was all, you know, kind of creepy hand-drawn stuff that they actually got from a friend of theirs, who, I can't remember the story exactly, if he was like, he threw out some old sketchbooks and, you know, one of the members found them and were like, holy shit, these are great. Or if it was something like that, where they ended up seeing those sketches and were like, man, we got to use these. I don't even think they asked him for permission. But yeah, it fit in with the whole thing they had going, man. It was just really good, really good and really unique. And they were one of my favorites. So we'll definitely do a deep dive on them in a future episode. Next up is the UK band Bloody Head with their song Netty Netty off of the brand new Perpetual Eden LP. This was released in January 2024. And it evolves a little bit from the previous stuff. My buddy Steve sent me an earlier LP and a 7-inch along with his excellent zine called Rum Lad. And this stuff is, it evolves a little bit from that previous stuff. It was a little nastier on the earlier records, but this updated style, you know, it's not really that updated. It just, you know, it's like a progression and it suits them well. And this song, you know, kind of starts off with that Motorhead-ish intro, and it dissolves kind of into like, and it's like an almost like a Meebix by way of Amrep kind of verse, which is cool and unique, and it really works. I kind of can't wait to listen to this more. I've only really listened to this LP two or three times, and I really can't wait to dig into it further. Last up in that set was Nurse from Atlanta. That song was called Too Deep to Drag on their latest LP, which is out on State Laughter. I love Atlanta's take on punk and hardcore, and usually kind of any form it takes. Bands up there, they're just not afraid to let outside influences seep into their punk, and that's A-okay with me. It always leads to something unique, and just really good. What really stands out to me on this record is like the echoey guitar leads that kind of weave their way in and out of the songs. And, you know, even when they're kind of just blasting their way through something that seems really straightforward, they'll throw in like a weird note or change up a chord to add a dissonance that just really kind of ups the ante, and it just rules. They've got a bunch of stuff out. They've been kicking around for a while now, and I recommend you get all of it. Like I said, if you like this band, they're from a pretty fucking fertile scene up there that has bands like Nag and Predator, GG King, Mother's Milk. All those dudes, they help each other out, and they really got a good thing going up there. So give it a listen. All right, in our next set, we have a bunch of militaristic hardcore for you grunts. So lace up your boots and get ready for Doomsday. This is Psy War. Yeah. First up was a short one by Psywar, that is P-S-Y-W-A-R. That song was called No Peace, No God, from their 7-inch on Iron Lung Records. That came out at the end of 2023, if memory serves. This whole thing kind of has like an industrial bent to it. You know, it's buzzy, it's got thrashy riffs and huge vocals, and it's just really fucking noisy. So noisy that it's a little bit hard to tell what's exactly going on, but you know, that works. I wonder if this was more of a project than an active band. I don't really know. That just kind of, I don't have any evidence to back that up. I'm just, you know, guessing. Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure they already called it quits, which that's a bummer. But you know what? What a fucking hell of a way to go out. Next up in that set was another short one from the New York City band called Secretors. That was a song called Direct Order off of their Comparing Missile Size Volume 1 7-inch. This came out on Roach Leg Records not that long ago, and it's got that really like kind of like blown out and nasty photocopied to death look. You know, that for some reason has really seemed to taken off with those like bad bro-y mosh metal bands, or like those, you know, quote unquote hardcore bands that kind of aspire to like be in Taco Bell commercials. I mean, I know why those bands would want to ape the style. It looks pretty fucking badass. But like, you know, I don't, it's like baffling to me to see, that stupid hardcore hoodie guy with no face, you know, that guy, like, I don't know. It's baffling for me to see that guy in layouts like this. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's like those bands kind of know what they're doing sucks, so they try to rebrand to like look like something better, but really it's just the same old trash, you know. It's like macho, I don't know, fucking garbage that's always been around. But anyway, the Secretors layout doesn't really look like that. It's got that photocopied look. And I know I went off on a little tangent there, but Secretors doesn't look like that. It doesn't have that bougie kind of like Photoshop plugin look that all those bands have. This is more kind of like akin to something legit, like an old, you know, stenchy UK band or like an old death metal band layout. And it fits the music well, you know. It's kind of a mess. Musically, it's like, you know, it's real straight up, kind of hardcore chaos with really barking vocals that I'm kind of on the fence about. I don't know if I love them. It's one of those bands. I'm not sure I need an LP of this, but I'm digging the 7-inch. And I'm curious to check out Comparing Missile Size Volume 2 and see what they got going next. Up last in that set was an older band called Q. That song is called Terror, and it was on a Lumpy Records 7-inch that came out in 2015. You know, they were kind of an outlier on that label, and truthfully, this isn't really super close to Psywar or Secretors or anything. I just got the urge to listen to them after hearing, you know, those previous bands. This is kind of short and to the point hardcore that rules. Kind of like, you know, one of those bands that, like Laughing Boy, I played on a previous episode. It's kind of similar to that, where it's noisy and, you know, straightforward, and I bet it rules live. Bet you it's really fun. I did some digging around to see if these guys had anything else, and they do. And they also, unbelievably, this 7-inch is listed on Discogs for $40. I mean, it rules. I'm not exactly sure why it's $40, though. I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something. If you have any idea, let me know. I'd love to find out why it's $40. That's pretty pricey for a record. Maybe people are still freaking out about the Lumpy Record stuff. I kind of thought that, you know, died off a little bit, but maybe I'm wrong. All right, we got one more set, and this is starting off with a band called Das Drip.
I'm
Beginning that set was two from Das Drip. First track was called Unbalanced, and the next one was called Math from their LP Ansari State. They were kind of a short-lived band from Raleigh, North Carolina, but man, were they fucking chaotic. Chaotic in kind of a, like, blasting, you know, ADHD kind of way. The vocals are really kind of spitfire and, like, sometimes don't even really follow the music. They just kind of, like speak, shout over it. It's pretty cool. Like, all the riffs and stuff are especially really good. The song structures are weird. And, I really dig it. And how I found out about them was in a similar way that I found out about No Knuckle through Gimmick. The next band that I played, Paranoid Maniac, that was a track called Reaper off of their demo cassette, which is called Watch List. And I went so nutty over this demo that I just went online to see if there's anything else. And I saw that Paranoid Maniac were basically Das Drip with a different vocalist. And even though the style of these bands are pretty different, I can really hear some similarities in the songwriting. And that was enough for me to want to pick up this Das Drip LP right away and really give it a chance, because it's cool songwriting. You know what I mean? It doesn't reinvent the wheel, but it's like really fucking good songwriting. And I'm pretty stoked on it. And finally, we close out this episode with the fucking riff machine that is Daydream. This is a song called Conspiratorial Crept off of their Reaching for Eternity LP. This came out on Blackwater Records and Sabotage Records in 2023. What really kind of does it for me in this is the relationship between the guitar and the bass. The bass kind of commands, not really in like an overbearing way though, and it just kind of like, you know, steadily drives the song along in an interesting way, while the guitar is just all over the place, with like interesting and awesome riffs. There's really a lot to the songs, and that goes for the packaging as well. The packaging on this is great. It's got a really thick full color jacket with a huge like lyric insert that's kind of like a booklet ish kind of like a fold out thingy, with some art and photos on it, and it also comes with a big ass poster too. There's really a lot to dig into here. You know, each song has a whole bunch of parts and really long lyrics. And truthfully, I haven't been able to give this the attention it deserves. But, you know, the next time I have some time to listen to a record, I'm definitely throwing this on to really dive in and dig into it, because it's dense. You know, there's a lot going on here. So with all that said, that is going to do it for episode 8. I hope you found something to check out from this episode. I hope you found something you really dig. And hit me up with comments, questions, or for any other reason at sitfzine@gmail.com. I already got a bunch of songs lined up for the next episode, so hopefully it won't be that long until that one comes out. Thanks again for listening. See you later.